Finn Johansson.
I'm not sure, ladies and gentlemen, you're allowed to say that these days, are you?
I guess if you want to be more accurate, you could say something else.
It's just that it's been around forever.
It's too deep in the frontal lobe. You can't right. carve it out of there. I reckon you got this.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing those shades? They're pretty good, by the way.
Thank you. They just keep the sides of my head squeezed in.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Good thinking. That's a great idea, keeping your brain encompassed there.
You also look cool.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, thanking you. That says that you look cool. Okay, Finn Johansson. Now, I was a little bit perplexed when I saw the subject of your rainy day projects today because it's about looking taming magpies.
Well, I've always been fascinated with crows and ravens because they're the smart. Apart from that grey parrot that knew all the Shakespeare. There's just ravens and crows are the smartest birds, aren't they? They've got vindictive revenge. They'll hunt you through your family tree. If one of you pisses off a raven, then they'll get your son. Like, they're that smart. And I've always been upset. I think they're corvids would be the name of the bird group that they are. And I think the closest thing, I looked it up, because you look online and everybody's taming the crows. They leave out little things for the crows, and then the crows are like, they come up and then they're like, the next day the crow's like, this is my family. Get to meet my family. And then, you have this whole relationship with the crow. They can recognize faces. So we'll get to that later, because I actually re-dyed my mustache so I was easier to see, and my eyebrows from a magpie's point of view. But I guess the point of the whole thing is that I can't tame any crows for the Rainy Day Project, so I decided to do the closest thing that we have in Aotearoa, which is magpie.
Family? Is it part of that family?
They definitely hop around like one.
Oh, come on. Yeah, they fly like one.
No, I think they are. Yeah. I think they're at least close enough to be vengeful in the way that a crow is. Well, I think that's a sign of intelligence, holding a career-long grudge. So I looked it up, and what you do if you want to make friends with a family of any of these kind of birds is you want to show it to the same place where they are, every day at the same time, hang around a little bit and offer them some food.
Oh, yeah, good thinking.
It's true. It's actually the way to less intelligent animals' hearts as well.
So this is a rainy day project, but it's raining outside, so it's an indoor project thinking about it, I guess, until you actually put it into practice.
Yeah, it's an
practice.
Interesting one. This one was actually quite literal in the rainy day side of things. So, but this was the only week, and I should have thought there's a hurricane warning. I should have thought that this week being the only week that I have four afternoons off where I can actually go down to the park.
Yes.
Did coincide with the cyclone, was
Tam.
It? Tam. Is it Tim?
Tam.
Tam.
Yes. With an A.
I'm showing my ignorance here. I've just been elbow deep in the COVID study today. Yeah. So first thing I did was I went on Mount Albert group chat and I said, so where are the magpies? And I got a lot of good answers. I triangulated them on Google Maps and I saw that there was one pretty close to my place down the park. So first day, I go and buy some mints.
They can't have all eat worms, I suppose.
Yeah, and mince is actually pressed out into little worms. They probably don't know it comes from a big non-worm. So you go down there, and I go to the park. It's the school holidays. I'm not sure if you're aware.
I am.
But so that means there's not many practices or anything going on. There's just the one kid that their dad thinks is going to be the famous footballer, and he's four. He's kicking that ball into that giant goal, and his dad's sort of just watching from the sidelines. Yeah, I feel like you get less people, but more interesting people on the school holidays. It's a very liminal space, the park, when there's not many people around. So I was down there, and I actually did meet two, what are they called? Magpies. I keep really wanting to say crows and ravens. I met a couple of magpies. They say you should start to, give them names. But I couldn't tell them apart. So I was like, hey, if you guys come back tomorrow and there's a third one, I'll be able to see whether I can tell you apart or not. So I stayed there for about half an hour and I threw them little bits of meat.
They go for that.
They sort of did. They hopped around, and you're meant to mimic their calls as well. They're really intelligent like that. So I had these dark eyebrows, this dark mustache.
What do you mean they're really intelligent? Like what?
Well, like if you mimic their call, I think that means something to them. Hopefully nothing offensive.
Well, that's the same with anything, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess that's like maybe not a crazy sign of intelligence.
Or a moose.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, maybe we'll put that not in the pile of things that make them intelligent. So I did that for a while.
Sentient.
So they're sentient. We can agree on that. And I went home after that. They had a little nibble. They kind of talked to each other. And then I came back the next day. That was Tuesday.
Mm.
So then Wednesday I came back. Same time. They weren't there, unfortunately. So I was just there with my handful of a glob of mints at the football field.
Somehow I don't believe you.
Oh, no, I was.
I wouldn't. Really? Was it
it's
same
a 5-minute drive
from
away?
The day before you had that in a little bowl, did you, in the fridge?
No. We were making burgers this week, and so there was actually a surplus of mints. The stars aligned. The stars aligned for this Rainy Day
Perfect.
Project. Apart from the fact that that day and the next day, there were, especially because the cyclone hit, there were no magpies.
Okay, so this person has texted you, Finn, to say, I used to feed a magpie in Australia out of my hand, dry cat food or ham. Then later it brought its baby to meet us.
That's exactly what I was after. That's really cool.
That's nice. And this one from Jin. Magpies roll. I always befriend them. You just have to speak nicely, make soft whistle sounds, etc., and they become very inquisitive, especially if you offer them food. Talked to one for a good 5 minutes just last week. I even have magpie mates at the park I frequent in Melbourne when I visit there. They do remember Jin.
See, that's beautiful. I actually am having a bit of a flashback to last year in Australia when I got bitten by a cockatoo.
Ah, so what
yeah,
happened?
Yeah, I think that was the... And this
what
is the logical. This is the logical extension
were
of making friends with the crows. I was sitting with somebody. There was a whole family of people feeding these cockatoos. We're in the middle of nowhere in between shows. And yeah, I got bit, and then I was getting some bandages from the thing, and then they said, oh, those cockatoos eat out of the bin. You better go and get a tetanus shot.
This person says, can you please give us a sample of your magpie call?
Yeah. Oh! Well, no, I heard it once.
Didn't you
okay,
pull,
now I'm
pull
shy.
One up on your laptop?
I actually do have something on my laptop, but it's for a little bit later.
Oh, yeah? What is
so, yeah, I've only met these magpies once. I came every day. I held up my end of the bargain, but they obviously I made a bad impression the first time, probably with my magpie call. So I just kind of wanted to let people know that it's an option. And if anybody has more luck over the coming weeks with making friends with magpies than I did, I'd love to hear it because they're cute. As you say, they're inquisitive. They love ham. We have a lot in common.
You love ham?
Actually, no, I'm off the ham's from the pig, right?
Yes.
I'm off pigs right now. I walked down Queen Street once and Anonymous, you know Anonymous with the Guy Fawkes mask?
Mm-hmm.
They'd brought in their iPads and they were showing the most horrific footage of these pigs. And so now they didn't
being
show the ones of the cows.
You mean?
Yeah, being exploited, yeah.
Just pigs.
It was in Australia, so that doesn't necessarily happen here, but that's the thing. I mean, if I'd wanted something logical to stop eating pigs, I would have done it a long time ago. Watching those iPads, though, it got me. So
what kind of mince was it, though? Lamb?
It was cow.
Right. That's
and as okay. I said, they didn't show any cow footage, so I'm safe for now.
Right. Okay. All right. So where were we? We were going to... You've done your magpie call. What have you got on your laptop?
Well, I thought... I felt a little bad because I really put my whole ass into it this week, going down 4 days a week to do the magpies, but I came away somewhat empty-handed. So luckily enough, last night in a dream...
Not another mashup.
Another mashup
oh,
came to
no.
me.
Oh, no.
Should we go? I mean, you can't...
Unless it's a magpie mashup.
This is our year of David Lynch passing away, and you're telling me I can't play things on the radio that came to me in a dream?
Hang on, magpie call again, please.
You get the magpie call if I can play. This one's
well,
actually cool.
I didn't ask that. That's a text. Mind you, I wouldn't mind hearing your magpie call again.
I'm a little shy now about the magpie call, but I could give it a go at the end. If if I feel better then.
So what is this you're going to play?
So it's just a mashup. It's just a mashup.
Nothing to do with magpies.
Nah.
Right. That's probably because, what were you doing at 4:51 a.m. when you emailed me this morning?
I actually woke up in the middle of the night and I thought, Karen's going to get worried about me again because she thought I died when I forgot to text or email last week. So I felt bad about that. So my subconscious is really on my side today. Anyway, enough of that. A bit more music. Karen, you've got the volume fader. If you get sick of this mashup, you just take it out back like old Yeller. Here we go.
So hot and hot, so hot and hot, oh, it's getting hot in here. So hot, take off all your clothes. You ain't popping the bottles. Come on, good. All the family, you ain't proving the models. I see you driving. Once called, ain't hitting a throttle. And I've been down. I'm 100 top down and gobbled. Get off the freeway. Exit 106 and pumped it. Ashtray. Good day, time to spark it. Gucci collar for dollar, got out and walked it. I speak things, cause baby, I can't talk it. Whoa, sweating, it's hot up in this joint. Vocal, tank top on at this point. You with a winner, so baby, you can't lose. I got secrets, can't leave Cancun. So take it off like you're home alone. You know, dance in front of the mirror while you're on the phone. Checking your reflection and telling your best friend, like, girl, I think my butt getting big. Oh, it's getting hot in here. So hot, so take off all your clothes.
Played the whole thing.
I didn't want to disappoint you.
I gave you the kill switch.
Yeah.
Last time I was so excited about playing my Twin Peaks and Hey Good Looking by Hank Williams mashup that I said, turn it up. I said, turn it up to Karen because I wanted to take a Facebook story. And Karen thought I said, turn it off. And she turned it
that's
off.
That's my excuse. Right. Hey, so what was that of, what was that mashup of?
That was Nelly Hot in Here, which is a song that I described to my mum when it came out, and she didn't believe me that it even existed. Mm. And Vivaldi's Four Seasons, the Spring Movement, I suppose you'd call it.
Well, incredible.
Oh, well, thank you.
So Rainy Day Projects, Saturday Spring this year is going to be divided into three seasons. Mm-hmm. So you can step down for May and September.
Okay.
So we're coming up to the end of season one. I think it finishes on the last show for season one of Saturday Spring is the 3rd of May.
3rd of May, yeah. Last one. So we've got two more, do we?
Yes. Probably so do. Next season, are you going to continue with Rainy Day Projects or not? I kind of know the answer to this.
Well, that was a bit of a leading question, yep. But no, me and Karen actually have been cooking up a new show for you, which is going to be our, I've lost count of all the shows we've done together, but this is certainly going to be the next one. Yeah, too many. I'm like, Karen, I've got another idea.
Yeah.
So Rainy Day Project.
On the 8th of May. What's 7 days, the 10th of May? I don't know.
Well, I was just going to say, Rainy Day Projects has been a good one, but it's highly labor intensive, and feel like we might have actually done every single one of the hobbies. So we decided to make it a little bit more musical next time. How much can we say about this next show?
Much as you like, because it's a great idea. I love it.
Ooh, okay.
I haven't got a name for it yet, though. So perhaps you could get a few names in.
Mm. Well, I was so inspired by the Frankie Cosmos album prompt. The induced album that we did for Rainy Day Projects a couple of weeks ago, which is basically where a songwriter says, why don't you write a song like this with a prompt? That I thought Karen could be our prompt master. And every week I could collaborate with a different musician from New Zealand and write a song based on Karen's prompt. And then we play it on the show afterwards. So it's a bit more bloody musical on the show as well.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. But I'm not going to say, I've been thinking about it, and I'm not going to say in the country sense or, you know.
Yeah, Karen's not into the genre side of things.
Not the genre side of things, no.
Well, you can choose any part of your prompt. You can be like, oh, you only use vowels.
Okay. So this is going to start on the 10th of... No, we're having a break on the 10th of May. From the 10th of May.
It would have been pretty simple to have a calendar up in front of you.
Right. No, yeah, it would be simple to have a calendar up in front of me. So from there, for that month, you're going to gather a few musicians together and write a few songs with them.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I think it'll be good.
All right, but we've still got a few more rainy day projects.
We got two more.
Right. You know what you're doing next week?
I know what I'm doing the week after. The street barbecue.
Bringing the community together. Finally doing the street barbecue, okay.
Yeah, I've been shy about it.
All right. Well, we haven't finished the rainy day projects yet, but last week was pretty impressive, I have to say, with the board game.
Thanks, Karen.
Forgotten what it was called. Disaster? No. Deniability? No.
Dignity,
that's right. All right, so thank you very much for telling us all about magpies. People have their own magpie stories, which is inspiring.
Yeah, glad it's resonated.
Yeah, so have a good rest of the weekend. What's Easter hold for you?
The rest of it.
Just seeing some parents, you know, might go to a movie. Yeah, sort of low-key domestic dinners and things. Yeah, how about yourself?
Is your mother up from Wellington?
Annabelle's mother's up.
Oh, nice.
Yes, yes.
I have to do a little bit of work.
Oh.
It's a long story.
Oh, no.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Rainy Day Project
with Finn Johansson.